Backseat Quickies, episode 34, In Time.
Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow.
Hey there, this is Backseat Quickies, and I just watched In Time. Just hit DVD, and, well, it, set in a not-too-distant future where humans have been genetically engineered to stop aging at 25. However, your lifespan is still fixed, and that lifespan has become the de facto currency of the world. Everyone gets a year for free, and then you trade back and forth for time for goods. And follows Justin Timberlake as Will Solace, who encounters a man who's effectively immortal, who's been giving away all his time because he just wants to die. And before he does, he reveals to JT that the world has been set up such that a select few get to live forever at the cost of a great deal. That might be an allegory for something. Just gonna let you roll that around in your brain. Anyway, Will takes his pile of time, uses this to live the high life, win a whole bunch more at a casino, and finds himself joining high society, only to be accused of the murder of this very wealthy fellow, and then on the run with a very powerful banker's daughter, who then find themselves on the run and doing a Bonnie and Clyde, Robin Hood kind of style rampage of mayhem and chaos and general craziness, all the while being pursued by the law, as well as a group of criminals, and that's pretty much it. There's a lot of chase scenes, and it ends on a surprisingly upbeat for, you know, a rather dystopian setting. And I think that this is sort of a big idea sci-fi film. This is from writer-director of Gattaca, and it's definitely returned to that sort of form for him, where it's really about just exploring this idea, and I think the setting really holds together. You see that poor people, they talk faster, they jog everywhere, while everything in the wealthy neighborhoods is very, very sedate, and, you know, people take more time just because, like, taking time to enjoy a meal is a luxury in and of itself, beyond just the food. And the setting just really comes together really well, and the futurism is quite nice. Like, everything kind of looks like the mid-80s, but there's these little touches that seem, you know, just a bit science fiction-y. You know, the cars sound like you expect electric cars to sound like. And, you know, just little flashes of things. And it's really well put together. It's futuristic, but also kind of timeless. And the acting is all very solid, like, no one's, like, doing really standout roles except for maybe Cillian Murphy as a time cop who polices the time and where it goes. But you've got Justin Timberlake doing a good job. You've got Douchey McWeaselface from Angel and Mad Men as the big bad banker guy. Amanda Seyfried's in nice in this. She looks good as a redhead. And it's a lot of fun. You've got a lot of good chases, a couple of good gunfights, a few little fisticuffs. It's all really well put together, and I think, you know what, this is definitely worth sitting just to explore the setting and explore this dystopian future. It's very much big idea sci-fi of the classic form. That's my phone, and I'm not going to cut that. But yeah, I would definitely say if you're a fan of science fiction, to, you know, grab it, rent it, well worth watching. I mean, it's so good Harlan Ellison sued them. That's usually a mark of quality in this medium now. But I'm gonna give this 4 out of 5 just for having some cool ideas to explore and having some fun with it. And I think you should check it out. See you next time.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers. Swoon.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.